we're now here. So we had a Bible study not long ago at the beginning of the semester. And in Genesis 24. And it was part of our relationship series. If you didn't listen to it or if you weren't here, please take listen to it. I think it should be online or it will be soon. So we talked about this story. It's the story of how Isaac and Rebekah met. Isaac was Abraham's son his one and only son for a long time. The son that he loved. And there came a time the child grew, and then he was 40 years old. When he got to 40, his dad, who was getting kind of, was becoming an old man, called his servant and said, go to the land where he came from, and there go look for a wife for my son. And there, in that land, it was also a land of pagans. He was supposed to go there and find a girl there for Isaac. And then he had the servants, Abraham had the servants swear that he will never take his son Isaac back to that country, but he will find a wife for him there and bring her to him, to Isaac. And so the servant goes there, and he prays, and he finds, he asks, Lord, he gets there just at evening time when the girls are coming out to get water, and he says, Lord, the girl that I'll ask, give some water to me, and you'll give me water, and also give it to the camels and stuff. Let her be the one. So just then, as he was finishing to pray, Rebekah comes, and he asks her, and she says, yes, please drink, my Lord. And she gives it to him, and she also gives it to all the camels, and so on. And then she takes him to her father's house. And there the guy says, well, here's where I'm from. And the people actually ended up being Abraham's extended family. And so they end up going. Rebecca ends up leaving and going with them. And so that's how she gets married with Isaac. And we talked about that story in the relationship context. And I wanted us to end the semester by going back to that story and talking about it from maybe a deeper meaning, now that the other meaning was shallow. In the story, we don't have time to read the whole thing, and I encourage you to go home and read it for yourself. But Abraham in this story represents God, the Father. Isaac represents Jesus Christ, his one and only Son. And this servant stands for the Holy Spirit. God the Father has sent the Holy Spirit out to find a bride for his Son. And that bride is the church. It's you, it's me, it's everybody that truly believes in God. And so Abraham comes and sends his servant on a mission. Find a good bride for my son and bring her to the son. The Holy Spirit is out in a mission to look for a people who can become the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. And who are the kind of people that the Lord wants? who are the kind of people that the Lord wants? The Bible said a servant went there and he arrived there in the evening. We know in the New Testament the evening is used to represent the time that is close to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are at evening time today. We're close to the return of the Lord. And Jesus is coming soon. And so the Holy Spirit is in this, all through this time when you read a story, it's almost as if this servant is under huge stress. He's so burdened to find someone for, it's almost as if he fears he will not find one. And Jesus expressed that fear. He said, when the Son of Man come, will he find faith in the earth? When Jesus come, is he going to find a people who are clean enough, pure enough that they can be his bride? And the Holy Spirit is under that same burden. He's roaming the earth, looking around, trying to find a people who can be the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's evening time. This is the time to get serious with the Lord. The servant goes and the Bible says when he arrived there, he prayed, O Lord, God of my master Abraham, give me success today and show kindness to my master Abraham. See, I am standing beside the spring where the daughters of the town's people are coming out to draw water. May it be that when I say to a girl, please let down your jar that I may have a drink. And she say, drink, and I'll water your camels too. Let her be the one you have chosen for your servant Isaac. By this, I will know that you have shown kindness to my master. Before he had finished praying, Rebecca came out with her jar on her shoulder. She was the daughter of Bethuel, son of Micah, who was the wife of Abraham's brother Nahor. The girl was very beautiful, a virgin. No man had ever lain with her. She went down to the spring, filled her jar, and came up again. The servant hurried to meet her and said, please give me a little water from your jar. Drink, my lord, she said, quickly lowered the jar to her hand and gave him a drink. After she had given him a drink, she said, I'll draw water for your camels too until they have finished drinking. So she quickly emptied her jar into the trough, ran back to the well and drew more water and drew enough for all his camels without saying a word. The men watched her closely to learn whether or not the Lord had made his journey successful. What was this servant getting at? He didn't tell the girl, hey girl, I'm here because there is this fabulously rich man, Abraham. You know him, right? Yeah, I'm here to look for a wife for his son, Isaac. If you draw some water for me, I'll pick you. If he had told him that, any girl would have said, oh, sure, let me draw water for you. And for your camels too. And she would have, and the servant knew that the person would have acted in the way, if they knew what he was there to do, they would have acted in the way so as to get the benefits of what he was trying to offer. This servant was looking for somebody who would serve Jesus Christ, who was interested in serving Jesus Christ and was seeking for nothing in return. Someone who simply was interested in serving. A lot of Christians today, we have the attitude of, Lord, give me. We come to church and we have this attitude, the church is supposed to take care of me and God is supposed to give me. And we come with the attitude of, receiving and receiving and taking and taking. God is looking for a bride who wants to serve Christ. The Holy Spirit is looking for Christians who want to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. And so this man who was very smart didn't put out there what he was trying to do. He just acted like a man who needed help, who needed someone to serve him. Now, I don't know how much a camel drinks. I suppose they drink a lot. And I don't know how many camels he had, but it seems like he had a lot of them. But this girl went back and forth on a well, took the water, brought it back, went back, took water, till all the camels had drunk enough. It tells you that God is looking for people who are willing to say, Lord, here is my time. Here are my gifts. I put them all out to you. Do be free to use it as you please. As we sang, in the end what matters is whether we lived our lives for Him. That's what matters. It's whether we lived our lives for Him. And so, it's only after she had served this man that then the men looked and said, whose daughter are you? And then he was like, this looks like the girl that this guy needs. And then he goes there. And then he lavishes her with all sorts of gifts. He gives her brother and her father all sorts of gifts. God does bless people, and the blessings do come. But it is when we come to Christ, not to get the blessings, but because we're interested in blessing Him. Not only she was blessed, her household was blessed. God, He gave them gift to all of them. But it was given in one condition. The condition was this. When he got to the house, they said, please sit down and eat. The servant told them, now, if you will show kindness to my master Abraham, tell me. If not, tell me, so that I may know which way to turn. He told them, basically, before I even sit down here to eat, you just tell me. That's in chapter 24, verse 49. Before I even sit down and eat with you guys, the guy said, tell me whether you'll show kindness to my master Abraham and allow this girl to come with me. If you will, tell me. If you won't, also tell me. And they said, yes, you can take her. And then he was, yeah, okay, I sit down. And he sat down and ate with them. Jesus Christ is Lord and Master. If we take Him seriously, if you want to take Him seriously, the Holy Spirit will ask us, if we want to show kindness to Jesus Christ, if we want to serve Him, if we want to know Him and love Him and give our lives to Him, then we should say so. If not, we should say so also. There is a false thing today called Christianity where a person essentially lives his own life the way he wants. And Jesus is one corner of his life and one part of his life that they maybe think about on Sunday or some other time. That's not the Christianity of the Bible. It's whether or not we want to surrender our lives to Jesus Christ. It's as serious as whether you want to get married to somebody for the rest of your life. It's actually more serious than that. And so, in the end, yes, they give her the girl. And the next day, the next morning, the man says, she's got to come with me now. And these guys say, no, let her stay here at least 10 days. And he say, no, she has to come now. And then they ask the girl, well, what do you think? The girl say, I'm going with them now. Absolutely amazing. Somebody shows up in your house today, and your life is completely changed for the rest of your life. Tomorrow, you're gone off with them for the rest of your life. That's what Rebecca went through. And she left. And you know what happened? She didn't say, well, I'm going to stay 10 days to make my brother and my dad and my mom happy. She knew that God was calling her into something. God was calling her to become part of the blessings of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And she went, and she was blessed. It was worth more than anything she left behind. It was worth more than all the sacrifice. And the Bible told us she was a virgin. That is, she was a holy woman. Christ is looking for a bride who will be uncompromised, who will not betray the Lord Jesus Christ by worldliness, by sinfulness, and all these other things. What does this bring us to? Being a Christian is being in love with Jesus Christ. That's what I want you to remember throughout the summer as you go. That's what you ought to keep in mind. Get to know Christ. Be in love with Him. Once you get to know Him, you'll find out that actually He gave you more than you ever brought to Him. You'll find out that you got God, and God was worth more than any other thing. But it requires a leaving behind of certain things. It means a cutting off of certain things. It means investing your life, investing time into seeking God. We've told you, and I'll encourage you again, take half an hour every day, 15 minutes to pray, 15 minutes to read the Bible. 15 minutes to read the Bible, 15 minutes to pray every day. Set up a time to get to know Jesus Christ, to get to love Him, to get to be familiar with Him. And He will pour out His blessings on you as you get to know Him for His own sake. Amen.